The French President François Hollande has announced he'll travel to Washington and Moscow next week to try and get help in the coordination of the fight against ISIS. Russia has already ordered its naval forces in the Mediterranean to work with French warships in attacking ISIS targets in Syria. France has long been part of the anti-ISIS coalition and has, until now, stood firm in its view that the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is the main threat to Syria and must go. That view is not shared by Moscow. But with President Hollande now making ISIS his number one enemy, Syrians opposed to the regime of their dictator fear the Paris attacks will weaken the fight against Bashar al-Assad. Basma Kodmani is a former spokesperson of the Syrian National Council. That's the opposition coalition in exile based in Turkey. She is now the director of the Arab Reform Initiative, a network of pro-democracy Arab research and policy institutes based in Paris. Basma Kodmani, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hello.
Basma, can I get a personal reaction from you as a Syrian? You've seen your once great country disintegrate with hundreds of thousands of people killed over the past 4 years. And now, as a Parisian, you've seen France under attack by ISIS. What impact does all this have on you?
Well, the feeling is that over the last 4.5 years, every opportunity to do and take the right decisions and do the right thing has been missed. And that as a result of this inaction, we have had a deterioration, which we felt was getting worse every month. And our warning was always, this is going to get worse, and the containment of the Syrian crisis is not possible. It will spread out, it will spill over in the form of refugees, but probably in other forms and nastier forms. And I think this is what I felt on that evening of November 13, when I saw that the spillover had come in a catastrophic way over into the heart of Paris, killing young French, peaceful French youth sitting out on a Friday evening.
And now, in a sense, the attacks on Paris are spilling back into events in Syria and the search or the need, pressure for some kind of political solution in Syria. What do you think the Paris attacks mean for the war in Syria?
I believe that the priority given to fighting ISIS is something that has become unanimously accepted. And I would say the Syrian opposition is not opposed to this priority. It has even agreed to fight for those fighters on the ground, agreed to fight ISIS, as well as look to give it priority, but always with this request to have a commitment that the end game is a political transition in Syria. Now, because of this emergency with the priority against Daesh, against ISIS, it is obvious that everyone will go for that fight. Mm. The risk is that if there is no political strategy that comes with it, what are we going to do to fill the vacuum once ISIS is evacuated from that particular stronghold inside Syria called Raqqa, the city of Raqqa? What is discussed with the Russians? If nothing is discussed, then we are leaving things for later. It is obvious that we may have chaos, we may have again regime fighting opposition, we may have a situation which will not be will not allow a stabilization of the region, and we know that the return of chaos means that the ISIS will make its way again into those areas. This is our concern, really.
So let's talk now, because in the wake of Paris, what's happened is the leaders are now talking, at the same time as they're talking about destroying ISIS, they are talking about the need for a political solution. We've had our Prime Minister overnight, Malcolm Turnbull, after talks with Vladimir Putin and Barack Obama, saying that a political solution needs to be found, pragmatism and compromise must rule, and he says that solution will inevitably involve power sharing with unpalatable types. Well, that's the reference. This notion of a power sharing deal, along the lines, he said, of the sort of thing that's been operating in Lebanon for some time. What's your response to that?
Look, I think we are seeking an agreement that brings unity back to Syria. I don't believe a power-sharing arrangement between communities is going to lead to a stable Syria. I think it will lead to the permanent presence of militias for each sect and each community, and I don't see this as a recipe for rebuilding a nation state. What is acceptable and what is to be sought, of course, is the power-sharing between elements of the regime and the opposition, and elements of the opposition, because there are groups out there that will not want to enter this game. But for the reasonable opposition, and there are reasonable elements in this regime of Bashar al-Assad, the problem is that Assad himself has always prevented anything like this from happening. If under Russian pressure we can reach that kind of arrangement, we will be looking to see that happen. Assad is a war criminal that the opposition is unlikely to accept in the picture for long. It will accept that Assad stay there during the negotiations, but for a transition to be real, it is clear that he has no role to play in that transition, and this is where we need the Russians to make a commitment that the end game will not be to be bring all Syrians to live under the rule of Assad.
There does seem to have been movement on this topic, turbocharged by the Paris attacks. The French president, who's always argued that Bashar al-Assad's atrocities created ISIS and that Assad had to go, Russia, as you say, by contrast, said that without him, the Syrian state would collapse. They are seem to be coming together now. The US Secretary of State John Kerry said Syria is just weeks away from a big transition, that a ceasefire between Bashar al-Assad and the rebels fighting to overthrow him is imminent. Do you believe that? Are you as optimistic as that?
I believe the Russians came into Syria not knowing exactly how they will get out of it. I think they themselves found that the regime of Assad had lost its capabilities and that they would have to fight, including on the ground, in order to save him. I am not sure they wanted to do that, and I feel they now believe that only a political arrangement will get them out of Syria. And this is why, for the first time, the Russians may show some flexibility. They are keen on keeping elements of the regime and keeping their own interests in Syria. And there is common ground there. It can be found. A compromise can be found if they are willing to dispose of Assad as a person and as a family. We may be able to save part of the regime. And part of the regime means saving some capacity also to keep the continuity of the state. But for the moment, Assad is really destroying the institutions of the state. He is not the guarantor of the continuity of those institutions.
Basma, news is upon us in 10 seconds. Can I just ask you briefly, are you optimistic?
I feel things are possible, and okay. I am not unhappy that the Russians are now committed to fighting ISIS.
We've got to go, Basma. Thank you very much.